The frequent news stories these days about the countless hungry and homeless strangers seeking shelter and security, both in Europe and the U.S., raise the same issues that are raised in Robert Frost's famous poem, Two Tramps in Mud Time. In it, the narrator wrestles with whether or not he's going to give the job of splitting his cordwood, a task he loves, to two out-of-work lumberjacks. He knows the men need the work. For him, the task is just a hobby. But we're also told that he took out on the woodpile the blows that a life of self-control spares to strike for the common good. Chopping wood lets him vent his frustrations and stay on an even keel. We all know how hard it is to keep the various parts of our lives in balance, and the poem's full of images of things in fragile balance. The way I read the poem, it's ambiguous whether the narrator gives the job to the tramps or keeps it for himself. A case can be made for either scenario. The ambiguity is appropriate given the poem's theme of balance. Frost wrote the poem amidst the Great Depression and the New Deal, when the nation was explicitly wrestling with what obligation a person or the state has to others in need. What does one owe the common good, and how much happiness is it reasonable to expect for oneself? That's also the theme in another, less familiar Frost poem. In Love and a Question, a stranger knocks on the door of an isolated house one night seeking shelter. The problem is a bridegroom answers the door, and the bride is inside on what may be their wedding night. It's late autumn. It may be a wintry night. To take the homeless person in would be charitable, but the bridegroom doesn't want to hurt his bride or mar the love of two by harboring woe in the bridal house, a not unreasonable concern. We're told the bridegroom would easily give the stranger food, money, or a heartfelt prayer, but do the circumstances require him to take the stranger in? The poem leaves the question unanswered. These two Frost poems pose for us the perhaps eternal question of what our obligations are to strangers, to loved ones, and to ourselves.